בכבוד.
With your permission. פרשת בראשית. זה זוהר introduces בחומש רב שמעון יוחאי warns not to take it for granted as a story. The Torah is not a story, the Torah is a guide and a message. And the Torah starts the first day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light. You don't really need light for it, nobody's there. Mankind is going to be created on Friday. Animals, Thursday, Friday. What do you need the light for? You don't need any light. The way the Zohar says, the way the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took from under his chair some snow, made it as a ball, threw it into the galaxy that was filled with water. The ball expanded until Hashem said, enough, and it's earth inside. I said, okay, so we need any light, we don't need any light. Not only we don't need it, the Gemara says, so where is this light? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Wednesday create the sun and the moon? You don't need it. You have the light. He said, no. He said, no, the light was just in there. It's a machloket. In a few hours, maybe 36 hours. He said, what is it all about? The Gemara says, well, Hashem decided first he's going to put light and then so-called he's going to turn off the light. And the reason is, the Gemara says, because Hashem saw the Rashaim and he did not want them to use that light. What do you mean they don't want to use the light? What is this light that he doesn't want them to use? Let them use, so what? They're going to have light from the sun anyway, from the moon. So this is a better light. Okay, better light. So let them have it. No, Hashem shut the light off. So what's the purpose of this light? Hashem is going to have it in Gan Eden and he's going to have it in Olam Haba, the light. So why did Hashem make it? Why did Hashem create it? We don't want it. And the Torah continues. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Hashem is going to make mankind. Discuss it so-called with his humbleness, the Gemara says, with the angels. Let's create a man in our form, in our brain, knowledge, whatever it's called. It's good, okay? So it says, Hashem created mankind in his shape, Hashem of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Betzelem Elokim bara oto. It's double language. First, Hashem made him in his shape. Then it says Hashem made him in the shape of Hashem. What does it mean? It's the same thing. Okay, it calls him up. He gets up. Hashem takes him to Gan Eden. Excuse me. Hashem tells him, listen, you eat from all the trees that you want, but this tree is called Etz Hadaat. Don't eat from it. The day you're going to eat, you're going to die. But let's say you're going to die. Again, it says double language. Mot tamut. You find in the Torah, through the Torah tells it's going to be a verdict of death. The Torah says mot yumat. Double language. It says, no, it's a mot yumat. The same thing. The Torah should have said, die. No. Mot yuma. It follows that the first step of Hashem, you're going to die. Now you're going to die. You're going to die and die. If I die, I'm dead already. The mot tamu. You know, someone would like to know why he's still there. Why? Excuse me. Why he's going to die if he's going to eat from it? He's not going to die. Why is he going to die? But it's a trick. This is just an excuse of Hashem. If Hashem doesn't want him to eat from it, Hashem will make a fence around it. And even though maybe it's a major, major, major sin and mistake to eat from it, but that's why the death penalty? What's the death penalty over here? Well, because then this, because it doesn't say Hashem is going to kill him. Well, because he ate from the tree. I don't know. Everything is possible. Doesn't sound right. If Hashem is going to tell him, listen, you see this tree? You're going to eat from it, you're going to die. It's poison. And if it's poison, you tell him it's poison. It's not poison. It's true. All the answers, yes, I understand everything. But Hashem should not have told him you're going to die from it. I'm telling you, don't eat, it's not good for you. And actually, after he ate from it, Hashem told him, Fata da fata shuv, you're going to die. Bear 10 curses he got. I said, What did I do? I didn't follow the command. Okay, I understand you follow the command. But it's not something that, you know, Chas Shalom, you kill somebody, and you love the Zara. What did I do? It's okay. So say, it's something not kosher. The idea that what Hashem writes it in the Torah, he told the angels, I'm going to create somebody like us. Never us. What do you mean us? You don't need to be us. Hashem could just have made something. Somebody, okay, this is a creature, you know? Okay, donkey. Donkey is not the shape of Hashem. So, a person is going to be like a donkey. I will make it a little bit more handsome. But why does Hashem emphasize it? It has to be somebody that looks like us and things like us. You don't need it. What for? What do you need? Why do you need to make him one? That's really what the snake told Chava. So Hashem is afraid of you. He made you, he created you like his shape, and he's afraid you're gonna be God. And she swallowed it. It's very hard to believe that somebody does swallow. And they ate. He didn't die. Hashem told him he didn't die. He didn't die. Well, it means maybe again, Chachamim say it means, and eventually you're going to die. Well, Hashem didn't say that. So, Yom HaChol Chai Mimenu Mot Hamut. They say, well, Hashem's day is 1,000 years. Okay. Again, the Zohar says, he can read it this. You know, flat. That's not what the Middle Torah really says. Of course it says, but it's not. Of course it was Avraham Avinu. And that's not the story. In the Torah, says it's all. Not Abraham, I mean, but you read. Hashem did not write stories about Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's not a book. Story book, it's not newspaper. The amazing thing is that after Adam Rishon ate, Hashem asked him, you sorry? He said, no. Are you going to eat more? He said, I'm going to eat more. So she said, okay, you know what? Forget about it. Yeah, I'm going to send you out of Gan Eden. Says the Gemara. So he went out of Gan Eden. Gemara says, no. So it's Friday afternoon. Ba'asirisah, 2 hours before sunset. So he's saying Gan Eden Shabbat. Motu Shabbat, he went out. So why you went out? Hashem said, you're going to die? He didn't die. Hashem wants him out? Him out? No. Shabbat. He's saying Gan Eden Shabbat. Motu Shabbat, he went out. So the Zohar says like this. You know how the secret of our life is. The world stands on energy. Any object, anything, when it's what's called alive, doesn't mean alive. I mean, I'm talking about just dead objects, table, chair, everything. You think this carpenter, he made it, the manufacturer made it. But the power and the life of anything is the first light. It means like this. When Hashem made the light the first day, he's going to take it away. But the minute he made it, he created it, He inserted, he injected in universe energy. And that energy keeps the world going. If Hashem will shut this energy, the world will just tumble, being destroyed. That light that Hashem created has two purposes. One is the energy that goes inside the physical system. It's called, in the Kabbalah, it's called opnimi, the inside light. This is the person, the way he's alive. What keeps you alive? Okay, of course I have a neshama. I'm talking about the body now. So, Abraham Vital said, you should know the body, each limb, each part of our body, has a little neshama inside. Of course it means neshama, but it means light. The neshama of a person is a light. So that keeps the body intact and able to do certain things. This is piece of Hashem. It's called inside light. That inside light makes you so cold, if you may say, looks like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it means in Kabbalah, that you look like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but what it means is that you have to know the body represent Hashem, and of course Hashem is light. Hashem is no shape. What's Hashem? Hashem is massive energy. Massive energy. But massive energy can be shaped as a person, as an angel, as a lot of things. So a person's body, we're talking about people now, the way the body, talking about the physical body right now, is alive, is in shape, is because of the light inside. If there's no light, certain places, means it don't look like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you are not eligible for certain things. For example, a Kohen. The Mishnah says, Mishnah, every morning, before the Mikdash was open, they used to call all the Kohanim and say, whose turn is today? I says, MRI. They had to go inside the room. Bedin used to be Bedin. He used to check the guy's body. If he has anything broken or any extra thing on his body, he cannot walk in the Mikdash. The same thing applies to sacrifices. What's the big deal? He's missing a finger. He's missing the tip of the finger. You know, he has something extra. He has something extra on him. And he says, can you walk him in the Mikdash? Okay. I do it. Says, okay. The Mishnah says that after this MRI was finished, they told him, okay, eligible, you can walk him in the Mikdash. He used to say, Nishmat Kol Chai, thank God, make a party, Baruch Hashem, let's give him a blessing. Baruch Hashem, Hashem chose Aharon and is in grandchildren. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? What happened? Because it means the light of Kadosh Baruch Hu is inside your system. It means you are so-called look like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it means, and you can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It means a Kadosh Baruch Hu made us in his shape to serve him. It means so-called we serve ourselves. That's the secret. It's not, I serve Hashem. It's like Hashem is serving Hashem. So that's why Hashem told the angels, okay, let me create a man, should be like us,
הם שם בלי כעס. He says, not we serve Hashem. So called, Hashem is serving himself. And therefore, if you have any blemish, or you have something not the way it's supposed to be, you can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means missing the light. That's the secret of our life. This is one part of the light. From the original light that Hashem created. The second part is light on top of us. The glory. This is all you know what it is. This is also said to Moshe Rabbeinu when he came back with the second tablets. The Torah says his face shone. And nobody was able to look at him. This is all you know what it is. This light we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai. This is what said, the Gemara says. I'll tell you what happened. And that's how it goes, the story. Adam HaShem was created. Hashem inserted inside him light for his body, for the physical body. And Hashem put a special light on top of him. It's called Or Makif. In Kabbalah, the surrounding light on top of him. This is the connection between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the what's up with Hashem. That's the secret of our life. And Or HaChaim says there's two invisible, we may say, threads that come from our nose straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is, the connection is the light that comes from the nose of the person. And as the Torah says, Hashem blew so-called neshama in the person's nose, and says, now you know what I have? I tell you. Now you have a combination of two lights, and that's what I want you to be. Now, if you're not up to it, you cannot be here. Okay. Comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Zohar, and says, let me have light. Says Hashem, says, you know, that, says the Zohar, says, that light is needed for the world to be able to exist. Okay? Hashem says, okay, Rashaim, if you have this light, they're never going to die. Not only they're never going to die, they can use so-called Hashem to do bad things. But this is a massive light. So what Hashem did, said to all, he so-called reduced the light, took the most of the light out, kept it with tzaddikim. He says, this is the light of Olam Haba, the light of Gan Eden. He says, so here's the story. Hashem called Adam HaRishon and said, listen, I created you. You have those two lights. Your body, you see the body? This is, it's going to function because it's the light inside. The connection with me is the light that you have on your head now, right now. Like you eat from the tree, I tell you what it is. Torah described to us a story about Yaakov Avinu. He came to Laban's house. Torah says, he looks at Rachel, very pretty, very pretty. Yifat Toar, Yifat Mare, two things. Double beauty. And says, Yaakov Avinu, the holiest ever. Holiest, Gemara says, holiest ever. Torah has to tell you that Rachel Avinu is pretty. And if she's not pretty, she's not going to marry her. That's how you go? You go to marry somebody because she's pretty? Chas v'shalom. Chas sheker achen lebel ayofi. Chas v'shalom. You have to have it. I mean, you need to see. It's in his commentary. You have to check one thing. If the girl has a good heart or not. Forget how religious she is. I mean, Nisim said, if you have two girls, one is very religious, but she doesn't have a very good heart. The other one is very good heart, not as religious. Who are you going to marry? He said, look, from Rivka, you see Rivka? Rivka was not so religious. But she had a good heart. And Eliezer chose her for Yitzchak. So I mean, Nisim, you know, you don't look. Of course, the Torah can describe you beauty, but that's not what the Torah says. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what it is. Rachel Imenu, the Torah describes it as the Fat Torah, Fat Mare. Beauty in the shape of the body beauty in the glory. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, looks like Adam HaRishon. Look like Adam HaRishon. Yaakov Avinu, when he leaves his father's house to go to Laban, Torah says, the Gemara says, but say Yaakov, Panazima, the glory of Yaakov left. Not Yaakov left. Not talking about the body of Yaakov. Not talking about bodies. Looking, the shape of the body is beautiful. It means it is something that Hashem created on creation, that you have life inside you. And therefore, the shape of the body doesn't mean very handsome, very beautiful. It means it's nice the way Hashem made it. Plus, the Torah says about Rachel, Yefat Mareh, what is this? She has the glory. What do you mean? She, Rachel Imenu, was able to reach the level of Adam HaRishon before the sin, and therefore she had the two things. The light, the inside light, and the outside light. As well, the Torah is going to describe Yosef the same thing. Yosef the same thing? Yosef haya yefet rafa mare. Yosef, who do you care if Yosef was handsome or not handsome? No. The two adjectives refer to the two lights. The two lights are our life. The Gemara tells us, one of the Chachamim was sick. So Rabbi Yochanan was the chief in Eretz Israel. Went to visit him, and there's no candle in the house. He pulled up his sleeve. The house lit. Says the Gemara, how do you have light from? The Gemara says, from the skin. Says Ari, you should know, you should pray for it, that you want your skin to shine. Because that's what Hashem made Adam HaRishon. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan was something like Adam HaRishon. Shufre the Rabbi Yochanan. The glory of your Rabbi Yochanan, that wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi, was like the glory of Adam HaRishon. Don't need light in the house. The blackout, don't blackout. He pulled up his sleeve. Light should come from the top of your body. And that is the first that Hashem created. And that's Hashem told Adam HaRishon, that's a secret. Don't eat from the tree. Eat from the tree, mot hamut. You're not going to die. No, you're not going to die. No. What happened, the Gemara says? The Gemara says, when Hashem and Adam HaRishon, his height was from earth to Shamayim. When he ate from the tree, he shrank. It's called mot. Hashem told him, you can eat from the tree? I'll tell you what it is. You don't listen to me. You don't listen to me. Not actually death. Death means that you lose the light. Person should not be afraid of death. That is a joke. But it's a shame of the light that's going to be destroyed. So Hashem told Moshe, listen, if you eat from the tree, you're going to Mot Tamut, two. What do you mean? Two lights. Okay, which one? First, the first light was the light that keeps the body. And look, he shrank. What happened? How did he shrink? Because he ate from the tree? Yeah. It means the light that so-called held his body disappeared partially and he shrank 200 feet, the Gemara says. The second thing the Gemara says, he lost his glory completely. He looks like a dead man. Says the Gemara, you should know, the Zohar says it. A person can detect certain things. I knew somebody. I mean, he came up to me and told me, you know, I know this rabbi is going to die soon. I said, how do you know? Are you alive? He said, no. I can see, I looked at his face, he doesn't have the glory he used to have. Says the Zohar, 30 days before a person dies, can be the biggest tzaddik. You look at his face, you can see missing a light. This is the second light, it's called Ora Makiv, the surrounding light. Adam HaRishon, Hashem told him, listen, I want to explain to you something. You're not going to die, actually. He can die, yeah, that's make a difference if you die. I don't care if you die. You know what you care? You care about the light. You care about the spiritual thing that's holding your body and surrounding your body. That's your problem, right? So that's what Hashem said, and Hashem gave us the mitzvot to keep the light on. So after Adam Hashem and Mitzri, he lost the two lights. People shrank, not the stories anymore, and then the glory. Or now Sinai, because we were united, Hashem gave us back the light. And everybody was healed. Everybody came from Egypt, missing limbs, hands, feet. Hashem put everything intact. What happened? You part of Hashem, like a Kohen, has to be a complete person, means complete light. Instead of Hashem, we got it. In the golden calf, we lost it again. Moshe still kept it. That's what the Torah says as well, that Moshe shines all the time and people are afraid to look at him. What is this? Says the Gemara, Elisha was the same thing. Says the Gemara, any lady looked at Elisha, died. He couldn't look at his face. He had this light. Says, Ari, this light you get on Shabbat. Partially. Ari says, you look in the mirror, Friday night. If you look the same, you didn't get it. If you don't go to mikveh, Friday, Ari says, you cannot get it. You need to get back the light. Comes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Adam Rishon, he says, you more Tamut. What do you mean, Tamut? He's not going to die. Eventually he will die, maybe. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking the light disappear. This is what the Torah tells us about Rachel, and the Torah tells us about Yosef. And this is the goal. And actually the Gemara says, we lost it with the golden calf, and says, Olam Haba, Hashem gives you back the light. That's the message of the Zohar. What you should have in mind, expect all your life and pray, you want the light of Hashem. You want the light of Hashem. You want the light of inside you, the light of around you. And I says, what's this? Olam Haba, this is Shabbat. Therefore, Hashem kept Adam Rishon Shabbat in Gan Eden. He says, because Shabbat gives you light. So the light that Shabbat produces, that so-called surrounded Adam HaRishon, I said, okay, you can still be here. Shabbat really saved you from going outside. You stayed one extra day in Gan Eden because of the light. This is the light of Shabbat. Not the light of Shabbat. It's the original light, says the Zohar. It's not the original light. This is the light of Olam Haba. Shabbat min Olam Haba, says the Gemara. And it says, you keep Shabbat, you have this light on Shabbat, 1/60th of the light that Hashem created on the first day. And it says, this kind of Rambam. And it says, that is the message. So, okay, I want to get it. Okay, of course, keep Shabbat. You know. It says, the Zohar, I'll tell you what it is. This light Hashem put in the Torah. When you learn Torah, the Torah shines inside you. Episode 7 of the Gemara says, while you're learning, you shouldn't speak, you shouldn't talk, you nothing. Just be 100% connected to the Torah. Because the Torah, Ner Mitzvah, the Torah own, says the Tanakh. The Torah gives you that light, the original light. The Torah gives you that inside light and outside light. And that's how Chachamim say, one day, that's in the Nabi, it's going to be special light. Special light. Special light. It means this Mashiach Kam is going to be the light. As well, this light is the light of the Torah. As in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Miklozimuk just made a new kollel now. It says 24-hour kollel. It says we have to produce and create light of Torah. The light holds the world, the light. As well, the story we heard before about tzitzit. Or tzitzit, every day when you put tzitzit, it's a special tefillah before you put the tzit. I said, you should know. I put the tzit on Teor Kasalma. I said, the tzit helps you to keep the light. The tzit helps you to have tzit in Gan Eden Olam Haba. What do you mean tzit? People in Gan Eden don't have tzit. They have a light. The light is in the shape of tzit. On Olam Haba, the same thing. I don't know if you saw. Among the Lord, Yaakov Adels in the Kotev, he's talking about this all the time, this is all the time. What's this all the time? He got me Vilna before he died. He had this tzitzit, he says, why, I'm dying, I'm not going to have tzitzit. Actually, you should know, it's the Masechet tzitzit, it's the Gemara in Menachot, one opinion is even they should bury the person with tzitzit. We don't do it. And the Gaon Rabbeinu, before he died, he said, bury me with tzitzit, and he didn't bury him. But he says, I want to be buried with tzitzit. What about Tfilin? No, tzitzit he wants. He wants to have tzitzit. Because tzitzit is light. Tzitzit, the Gemara says, one angel met one of the Chachalim and said, where is your tzitzit? Where is your tzitzit? He says, I don't have tzitzit. I don't have to have tzitzit. Hashem said, if you have four corners, garment, put tzitzit. I have no four corners. It's an optional. If I have, it's halacha. You don't have to wear tzitzit. If you have a garment with four corners, you put tzitzit. You have a garment with three corners or no, two corners. You don't have to. You don't have. That's halacha. You don't have to. You don't make a scene. So the angel told the Chacham, Tanaim, listen, when Hashem is upset, the war, if you have tzitzit, you'll be saved. Gemara. If you don't have tzitzit, Hashem is upset at you. How come you don't have tzitzit? What do you mean Hashem is upset? I don't have to. Tzitzit is light. Hashem is light. The first day of creation, Hashem made light. It's to tell you, as you just want light, I made you so in my form. What is my form? Evray Elokim et Adam Adam Betzalmo Betzelem Elokim bara oto. Double language. Hashem created man in his shape and the shape of Hashem. He told me, it's Hashem. Of course, Hashem is Hashem. Motamut, double language. Yefat Torah, Yefat Mare, Yefat Torah, Yefat Mare, double language. We have persons to know he has two lights inside, in him. One inside, one outside. One inside, one outside, keep the two lights. As a tzitzit helps you to keep the two lights. The Torah helps you to produce light and to be connected to the light. And let's talk about say, this is a person on his life. Has to think about the light of Hashem, the light of Hashem. I want to have the light inside me because this is the light I'm going to have in Olam Haba. This is the light of Mashiach. Tzapel Orosh El Mashiach. The Gemara says, expect the light of Mashiach, not Mashiach. Don't expect that. Don't expect Mashiach. Tzapel Orosh El Mashiach. That's really the secret of Hanukkah, you should know. Coming up, it's Chag. Hanukkah is light. Just what light? As Hashem made a miracle with a menorah in Beit HaMikdash, what? With the light, because Hashem is the light. This is just a message for us. The more we learn, more light of Hashem is inside, around us. Hashem, someone doesn't behave, so can he put down the light, turn off the light. And it says, the Torah lights the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.